time now for StoryCorps. This project has been recording conversations between loved ones asking each other about their lives. Today we'll hear from Ashanthi Gajavira and her mother, Mala Fernando. The daughter had some questions for her mother about the early days of her parents' marriage in Sri Lanka.
I got married on the day of my 22nd birthday. It was tough, you know. Your father used to treat me like another little girl. I told him, I'm not your daughter. I'm your wife. Treat me like a wife. One day he asked me, what would you do if I die? And I told, don't talk about death.
Didn't he joke around and say you should marry a wealthy mudalali, which means
a businessman,
sort of seedy businessman?
That's right. That's right. You should get married again, he told me. Oh, no, I'm not going to get married again. Then after that, he just died about 2 weeks later. He got a heart attack and he suddenly died.
Yeah.
And then within that year, I grew up so fast.
Because you didn't even know how to write a check before that.
Yes, and I was so proud of myself. I found myself as a person for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning of my life. And then one day you said, Mommy, remember Daddy told you to get married? You will be living alone here once I go to college.
Mm-hmm.
It's time that you get married. So you looked into this newspaper. We have
the
marriage proposal
section.
Circles all these marriage proposals. Mom, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Then one of those worked.
One of those worked.
Boy, we got lucky.
Yeah, he was a widow. I was a widow.
And I saw you fall head over heels in love with my stepfather.
Yes.
And my loved stepfather.
Mm-hmm. I think for the first time, I must say,
yes,
that was the time I really felt this is how you fall in love.
And gosh, you have changed. Nobody would ever call you a little girl anymore.
No.
And you're really a very independent, incredibly strong woman. And
yeah,
you're my hero.
Thank you.
You're my hero in so many ways.
Ashanthi Gajavira with her mother, Mala Fernando, in Rochester, New York. Their conversation will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. You can get the podcast at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Mark Haas Foundation.
This is NPR News.